Hello, GWA. This is Lexi Chan bringing you a brand new story. This is not the normal scripts, I guess, that people usually do. It is more of a book on tape, I guess. And it's going to be end up being pretty long. It's going to have a lot of different chapters in it. And it's a slow burn. I'm releasing the first three chapters all at once, so that if you want to listen all the way through to the first sex scene, you can. But it is a slow burn, hopefully to build relationships and things like that. I have put this in the header, but this story is going to have a ton of stuff in it. It has age play, which is probably appropriate to mention right up front. The main character is 13 years old. It has incest. It has water sports. It has feminization. And I'm sure it has a bunch of other stuff that we will get to. So it's expansive and it has a lot, and I just want to make sure that everybody knows that going in. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. I now bring you Brother to Sister, Chapter 1, The Beginning. I lie in bed, staring at the green light of the digital clock display across the room. 1:03, the clock informs me. I sigh. I was supposed to be at Max's house tonight, playing Dungeons and Dragons, but he had come down with the flu, which slammed the brakes on my weekend plans. So now I lie in bed, wishing I could sleep, and completely unable to do so. I watch the clock tick over to 1:04, and finally give up on sleep. I turn on the light and pull out my book. It's called Divine Intervention, and it's about an angel named April who lost her wings and fell to earth. Now she fights evil while also being seduced by a very clever, very strong, and very sexy incubus. It is the third book in the series, and in my opinion, it is supernatural romance at its best. I've been captivated by April ever since the first book, although I'm not exactly sure what draws me to her so much. I mean, other than the crazy hot sex scenes she gets to be in. In moments, I was living in a different world. I read as April was tied down to the altar, naked cultists surrounded her, ready to fuck her within an inch of her life. My small erection is pushing into the sheets above me, and I'm thinking about reaching down to take care of it, when the bedroom door flies open. In stalks my older brother and lifelong roommate, David. He smirks, noticing the book I'm reading. "Hey, Andrew, still awake? You weren't waiting up for me, were you?" he asks. Then he starts undressing, peeling his shirt off and throwing it in the corner of the room. I wince. David was always messier than me. I tuck a finger into my book as he steps out of his jeans. "You wish?" I couldn't sleep. "Well, how is the little angel doing?" he asks, peeling off his socks and adding them to the pile of dirty clothes on the floor. "Last time you told me about her, she was being seduced by a demon." He sits on the edge of his bed, dressed in nothing but his boxers. I blush a bit, tucking my bookmark into the spine and closing it. The front cover looks like a cheap romance novel, April dressed in a torn white gown, the incubus wearing hardly anything at all except sculpted muscle and ripped abs. Well, she's about to be defiled so that some cultists can summon an ancient evil, I say.
I hope she can handle the heat. I mean, it's a dangerous world if you're out there all alone, David says, smirking.
Well, she isn't really by herself. I think she's going to be rescued by her ghost friend just in time to stop the ritual. And if you had stayed out for another hour, I'd be finished with it.
David laughs. You and your fantasy stories.
Don't get me wrong, Andrew. They can be a lot of fun. But you still have to learn a lot about the real world.
I roll my eyes. Oh, like you know so much. One of these days you're going to make just enough noise coming in past curfew to wake Mom up, and then you'll be trapped in this room for the rest of your life. Why are you staying out so late anyways?
You wish you knew what I know. Trust me, if you knew, you would drop those books and start dating some real women. And speaking of, did I see you checking a girl out at school today? The blonde, you know, the one that sits at your lunch table? What's her name again?
I shrug. David always wants to know who I'm checking out.
even though the idea of checking out a girl like that is strange and maybe even abhorrent. Her name's Kelly, and I wasn't checking her out. I'm trying to decide if she wants to play Dungeons and Dragons with us. I sit up in bed, my small erection already fading. Besides, the real world would have to be pretty great to compete with her, I say, pointing at the book. And you aren't nearly as worldly as you want me to believe. Oh, is that so? David bristles, glaring at me. He cuts quite an intimidating figure, tall and muscular. My older brother is built like a Greek god. Wouldn't you like to know what I do with girls? I know that you're still young and inexperienced, but you are my 13-year-old brother, and I do have a reputation to defend. What happens if you go in and mess everything up? I roll my eyes. What do you do with them that's so great, David? Break their hearts? You really don't know anything about women, do you? They love being objectified, Andrew. If you respect them, you are doing it wrong. When you treat them rough, they soak through their panties. They look at you and think of all the naughty things you could do with them. David stares at me, full of confidence. It's not about love, Andrew. It's about giving them exactly what they want. I look away, embarrassed and annoyed. Yeah, and what is that? My bulging cock. They want to experience something their pathetic boyfriends will never be able to give them. David, I can't believe you just said that. David laughs, and I can smell alcohol on his breath. So, that's why he was out late. That's one question answered. What, Andrew? Did you expect a different answer? From you? Maybe not. But it's all locker talk. I bet you haven't even used your bulging cock, I say, doing air quotes. You're just trying to impress me. Which isn't working, by the way. David stands up, moving to sit on the edge of my bed. Look, if you want me to tell you about girls, just ask. You don't have to play this game with me. I want you to be happy and confident about yourself. I want you to know how to treat women. You know I just want what's best for you. He reaches over and gives me a side hug. I pull away. I don't think you and me want the same thing from women, David. Why don't you tell me about your latest experience, and I'll tell you all the repulsive things you did. David thinks about it for a second. All right. Let me tell you about Jane. That's who I was out with tonight. You've probably seen her around school. The skinny brunette girl from the volleyball team. Anyway, I picked her up at home, and we drove to the club together. But she'd heard about my monster cock, and she was so eager to see it that she couldn't resist. She had my pants unzipped and my cock in her hand before we even reached the parking lot. Then she leaned down and started giving me a fucking blowjob. You do know what that is, right? I scoot across the bed, trying to put some distance between us. I'm not a kid. Of course I know what a blowjob is, David. But you let her give you one in the middle of the parking lot? Hell yeah. But she wasn't very good at it. It left me more unsatisfied than before she started. What was wrong with it? I ask, turned on by the talk of sex despite myself. Well, if you were a girl, I could tell you all about how to use your hands and mouth to make a guy explode. You don't want to know more, do you?
I blush and grab a pillow to hug. I'm not a girl. I guess you can't tell me anything. But part of me wants him to tell me. The way he treats women is gross, but picturing him with Jane wrapped around his cock, it's a hot picture. And that's an idea I'll have to spend the rest of my life processing.
Andrew, stop playing coy. It's okay to be curious. I want you to learn about the world outside.
He stands up.
Wait here a second. I have an idea.
I watch him leave, noticing that my own cock is as hard as it was while reading Divine Intervention, and that's a problem. Listening to my brother tell me about his conquests shouldn't turn me on, but despite that, I'm horny as I've ever been. Moments later, David comes back, a long banana held in his hand.
Here, he says, tossing the fruit at me. Let's teach you a bit about the world.
I catch the banana and stare at him. I should protest. I can guess what's coming next, but the horny part of myself is calling the shots here, and the idea of showing off for him? Well, I don't know why, but it makes my blood burn.
What are you going to teach me? I ask.
David sits down next to me.
Just imagine for a second that you were a girl and that you really wanted to please a boy you liked. How would you go about it?
I look at the fruit and shrug. I don't know. I guess I'd suck on it or something.
David shakes his head.
Not yet. First, you just want to stare at it. A guy likes it when you admire his length and girth. He likes knowing that you think you're the luckiest girl around, that you imagine holding perfection in your hands. Only after that do you move in to give the cock a kiss on the head, as if you are worshipping it.
I stare at the fruit, mesmerized. As you talk, I can imagine that it's actually a thick cock. I can imagine how lucky I am to hold it in my hand. Blood rushes to my little penis, forming an erection small enough that it's invisible beneath my pajama bottoms, despite being rock hard. As you tell me to kiss the head of the cock, I lean down, placing a clumsy kiss on the tip of the banana. Like that? I whisper.
Just like that. Now, you have to take it in your mouth. Be careful, though. It's really sensitive, and you don't want to hurt it with your teeth. So open wide, tongue out, and taste it.
I can see your own cock inflating in your boxers. It forms a substantial package, and my showing off being the source of your pleasure should terrify me. But I'm trapped in the fantasy. I do as you say, sticking out my tongue and licking the fruit from the bottom up to the very tip.
That's perfect, Andrew. Now, you just have to accept it inside your little mouth. I know this is just a banana. It doesn't react to touch and stimulation the way a real cock would. A real one would be leaking pre-cum if you played with it like that.
I close my eyes, listening to your voice. Slowly, I bend down, opening my small mouth to close around the shaft of the banana. For a second, I open my eyes, looking up at you through my lashes, and then I notice that you have your hand on your boxers, rubbing your cock through it. A small wet spot shows that you've already leaked pre-cum, just like the imaginary one. And that's when I panic. I'm sitting next to my older brother, sucking a banana while he jacks off in front of me. What the hell am I doing? Heart thumping against my ribs, I throw the banana to the ground. What the fuck is this? I exclaim, and then I run from the room, fleeing to the safety of the bathroom.